It's 27 past six. James Carlton, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. Having a look at the markets, we have London down 46 points. That's minus 0.8%. The US flat again, just like yesterday. Only a tiny increase, around 0.1%. Now, the papers. And there are people about who don't much care for the independents who are holding the lower house balance of power, and they're prepared to tell the press about it. Let's start with the Sydney Daily Telegraph. They have a former Duntroon student accusing the independent MP Andrew Wilkie of forcing him to make a Nazi salute 28 years ago during one of those bastardisation ceremonies at the military college. This same story from Andrew Rule, even more prominent in his hometown paper, which is the Melbourne Herald Sun. Wilkie's colour picture covering the front page. Nazi slur, the headline. Allegations of dark past catch up with MP who holds the balance of power. It's the Hobart Mercury as well, significant because you would have thought, what with the christening of Princess Mary and Prince Frederick's twins, that would have been the dominating story. Instead, it has to share the front page with the Andrew Wilkie story. The Melbourne Age, meanwhile, has a photo of another independent MP, Rob Oakeshott. He's trekking in Malaysia to commemorate the Sandakan Death March. Liberal Scott Morrison, Labor's Jason Clare, both in the photo as well. The trip, we learn, is sponsored by Clubs Australia, which, of course, is behind this current anti-pokey reform campaign. Also in the Age, though, we have safety on Melbourne's rail network, a more traditional story for the papers. It's in the hands of a skeleton staff of transit police, say the paper. Only 72 transit officers in Melbourne will be working today, covering 15 train lines and over 2,000 scheduled services. There is terrible news on the roads, however. The Northern Territory news, 14-year-old boy dead and 5 injured in a horror crash in Palmerston. In the WA paper, we have boy 15 dead and another clings to life after a police chase crash. In the Adelaide Advertiser, street races grim reality. A split-second decision to race a friend down a suburban Adelaide street some time ago cost Ricardo Rocha a mate and a leg. Now it may cost him his freedom, found guilty yesterday by a jury. Also in the Adelaide paper, we have a tug-of-war for jobs. The copper miner Oz Minerals is trying to poach workers for South Australia from WA and Queensland. It's taking its recruitment battle to interstate airport terminals with advertisements encouraging fly-in, fly-out workers to instead fly into Adelaide as well. And we have skills builds in the Brisbane Courier-Mail. The Gillard government planning to slug large employers who use low-skilled foreign workers as part of a multi-billion dollar push to tackle the skills shortage in the country. Also, the Sydney Morning Herald. Judge scolds crime body over deals. The judges criticised the New South Wales Crime Commission for arguing that doing deals with criminals without proper court approval was a long-standing practice, and they didn't agree with that. That's the papers, Fran.
Thanks very much, James. News coming up, and then Chris Smith joins us with science news and some new insights into schizophrenia. It's 6:30.